Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
We reach the first weekend of Lent, and while the seasons change liturgically, unfortunately there is a season that doesn't change, that we're still in. We're still in the cold season. And I have memories of catching the cold around this time of year as a kid, and you knew you were really sick if mom got you the bell. And that meant that your throat was just too sore to speak up and your body was too weak to get up. And if you needed anything rather than getting up or raising your voice, you would ring the bell. And then mom would come to check in on us, to bring us whatever we needed, if we needed water or a cough drop or another tissue or whatever it would be. And being sick was never fun, but if you were given the bell, it wasn't all that bad. And then once you found the energy to play video games, and it was pretty clear that you didn't need the bell anymore, so the privilege only lasted so long. But moms know how to take care of sick kids. Right? Dads, too, can take care of sick kids. It's not just on mom, but that motherly care is often more gentle and caring. And while some people have gotten sick this cold season, this Lenten season is here to remind us that everyone is sick. Not physically sick necessarily, but spiritual. All of us are in need of a deeper spiritual healing. And as spiritually sick children, which mother will take care of us? Holy Mother Church gives us this season of repentance to bring us back to health. And the remedy that's prescribed isn't cold medicine, but rather prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. The Church, in her wisdom, like a good mother, knows what we need more than we do. Recent popes have called the Church as an expert in humanity. And this threefold spiritual remedy of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving that's prescribed to us this Lent is given to us based on our diagnosis. As I said, Lent reminds us that all of us are spiritually sick. And the first reading that we heard from the book of Genesis makes that pretty clear. Adam and Eve got sick on some very, very rotten fruits. Right before they both ate of the fruit, it says, the woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. It's those three temptations, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, as St. John writes in his first letter, that led Adam and Eve not only to get sick, but to die. as we heard in the second reading from Romans, through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. St. Paul continues, but the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? St. Paul describes the life of Jesus as a gift. It's through his self-gift that we're given the gift of eternal life. And while that was culminated on the cross as he gave himself up for us, his whole life was a self-gift. And that's shown in the gospel passage today as he enters the desert to fast. And it's there that Jesus is confronted with those three same temptations. Satan isn't very creative. In fact, the devil's not creative at all. Only God can create. The devil can only distort, disfigure, and pervert God's good creation. Jesus is tempted three times. First, to make stones into loaves of bread, and to throw himself off the top of the temple, and then finally, after seeing all the kingdoms of the world, to worship the devil. So that last one was pleasing to the eyes. The first one was for food, and that jumping off the temple so that everyone could see his power would be a sin of pride. But unlike Adam and Eve, who fell into those three temptations, Jesus defeats the enemy. He's not overthrown by those doubts of his identity. If you are the Son of God, Jesus knows who he is and what he is about. And it's through the word of God that he overcomes the devil. And the church shows us how to be victorious with him, or to combat those three common temptations, to combat the sin of pride. We do that through prayer. Prayer just basically recognizing that God is God and we are not. And then the second discipline of Lent, fasting. Giving up food or giving up another material good helps us to order our desires, not to be just swayed by our passions. So prayer, fasting, and then finally almsgiving. Like to give of something to another, not just to grasp for whatever we see as pleasurable in the moment. So those three things the church, as our spiritual mother, as our mother, gives us as a remedy for our spiritual sickness. And every time we come to Mass, we get to participate in those three things in a miniature way as well. Obviously, we're here to pray. That's very shortly. We'll pray the prayers of the faithful to offer our prayers to the Lord. We fast, right? We need to fast 1 hour before receiving the Holy Eucharist. And we do almsgiving. We have the offertory at every Mass to give to the needs of the church, and then even to extend those gifts to others through the Matthew 25 collection that we have every week. So every Mass, we're given this opportunity to be healed, right? To avail ourselves of these healing remedies that the church offers us in this season of Lent, that we may be made whole. So may we approach the Holy Altar today. As Pope Francis has said in the past, that the Eucharist is not a reward for the perfect, but medicine for the sick. And it's very shortly where Jesus won't turn stones into bread to feed himself, but turns bread into his body in order to feed us. It's from him, from his cross, that is the tree of life that gives us life. So when we come to our divine healer at this Mass and participate in those three practices this Lent, that we may be healed through our prayer, our fasting, and our almsgiving.